12-19, accept and appropriate a grant agreement in the amount of $473,000 from the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department for the Cully Park project.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor Hales. It's really a joy to be here this morning to celebrate this grant agreement, which is another good step in the work to get Cully Park, Thomas Cully Park, built in partnership with Verde and other community members. And I need to acknowledge Commissioner Fish, who's on vacation this week, because he initiated this, and it's, again, my honor to continue the work. Turn it over to Shelley Hunter to tell us about it.
Hunter, I am the development manager at Portland Parks, which is a somewhat fancy way of saying I'm the fundraising person.
My name is Travis Rubal. I'm the capital project manager.
Good morning. Tony DeFalco, Living Cully coordinator for Verde.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm here today along with my colleagues to discuss the Thomas Cully project. It's a new park in northeast Portland. The park is actually being developed through a partnership between Portland Parks and Recreation and Verde. The intention of that that partnership is a very specific one, which is to expand recreation opportunities in the Northeast Cully neighborhood and to utilize the partnership as a way to really intentionally involve the community in every aspect of parks development. Cully Park is 25 acres in Northeast Portland. It's currently undeveloped. It's formerly the site of a brownfield, and it's in the Cully neighborhood, which is one of our most populous and diverse. There are 13,000 residents roughly living there. In the recent years, we've seen an influx of families move into that neighborhood, and by our definition, the area is completely parks deficient. So according to our standard, every family, every household should be within a half mile walking distance of either a parks or a natural area. Currently, of the 407 households that are there, only two meet that metrics. We have a partnership here between Portland Parks and Recreation and Verde, which sets for some very specific things of how we manage the parks development process. As I referenced a little bit earlier, we're intentional about developing in a way that involves the community, but we're also looking at how we can make sure that benefits accrue in the neighborhood. So that agreement does speak to us waiving the traditional bid process to make sure that they can engage in some social enterprise activities that accrue with the neighborhood. They've done some really important workforce development stuff there that has taught the neighborhood different skills. The agreement between us and Verde also makes them responsible for fundraising. And we were responsible for developing an application that was successful at the state level. The Oregon Department of Parks and Recreation fully funded and accepted a proposal for $473,000. Those funds will actually be committed to the development of several aspects of the park: the doggy off-leash area, the play area, the overlooks, the walking trails, and the North Slope Habitat Restoration. You recently, specifically Commissioner Fritz, announced in February 2014 that a significant amount of SDC funding would be committed to the project to help defray its cost as well.
And SDC is?
SDC?
System Development Charge.
So that's fees paid on new construction to help address the gap in service that the new construction will need, and indeed it's a significant investment in the Cully neighborhood.
Currently, we're in the permitting process with construction planned to begin early in 2015. As I mentioned a bit earlier, the project really is focused on inclusion, and Verde, as our partner, is shepherding and uniting a much bigger coalition that is focused on that. Our desire for inclusion has led us to do very specific things. In 2013, for instance, we involved 324 community members in this project. That's 126 youth, 143 people, low-income people, and 231 persons of color. We have distributed and collected bilingual surveys in both Spanish and English. Residents and stakeholders have been involved in every aspect of this process, including several schools, Scott School, Rigler School, and the Community Transition School. They helped to plan and put this together. Once completed, this park will become the heart of the community. Thank you for this and allowing us to appear before you. Travis and Tony can answer any specific questions that you might have.
Great. Thanks for being here. Questions? I think when can we start kicking a soccer ball around here? That's the question. I think we're all in. It's such a great project. Such a great project. And it's really, I don't know if we've gotten this big of a grant from the state before, but we certainly don't get them often. And this is pretty impressive that you asked for and got the full amount from the state. So bravo. It's just a great moment.
But Tony, could you talk a little bit about the community engagement and the work that Verde is doing?
Sure. Thank you. This is really a true partnership, and it complements the strengths of our respective institutions. Verde has been part of the Coley neighborhood for over 10 years, coming out of Hacienda Community Development Corporation. And so we have really deep ties within the community and are a respected and trusted messenger within the community. And so it was very easy for us to parlay that trust and that long-term relationship into community involvement, deep community involvement in this process. So starting with the assessment of the brownfield site, State of Oregon, first community-involved brownfield assessment in the state of Oregon. We recently received an award from Business Oregon for our efforts to engage community members in understanding what's involved and looking at the soil and air of a brownfield prior to development, making sure it was safe for development. To 7th and 8th grade students at Scott School, learning how to do landscape design. They worked with the landscape designer and came up with the design for the community garden. The youth not only learned how to design, but they also learned how to present their designs to the community and get community input on the process. And so they were responsible for getting community input on what the community wanted in the community garden, merging that with their interest in what they wanted, and then coming up with a final design. And then they had to work with the budget and learn how to work within a budget to come up with what was feasible. For the youth in our neighborhood, when we asked them to do that, they sort of looked at us incredulously and said, really? You want us to design that thing and you're going to build it as we spec? And we said, yeah. And so, for them, it was a valuable lesson in both civic engagement, but also in real world application of the things that they're learning in school. So we applied that same process to the play area, the nature play area, groups at four different schools, the Community Transitional School, which serves homeless youth, Scott School, Rigler School, and Hacienda's Expresiones after school program, all came together to design the nature play area. And then there's the workforce component that Shelley referenced. We have hired and trained low-income people and people of color in the neighborhood as part of the scopes of work in design and in construction on the site. So literally building the capacity of the community through the park building process, which we have found to be rewarding both from the standpoint of putting money into people's pockets in the neighborhood where it's needed most, but also in the stewardship of the site and a lot of ownership of the community in this park as it comes to fruition. And then the last thing I would say is that, this process and this partnership has really generated tremendous enthusiasm for the ongoing community building in Coley. And we're not done yet. And we are bolstered by our partnership with you. This grant is a really excellent example of how we can complement each other's strengths and bring to the table resources that together we can get. And we've got a little ways to go, and we look forward to going there together with you. Thanks.
And tell folks how much Verde has fundraised to put into this project.
To date, we've raised $4.2 million secured. We have $1.2 million in requests pending, with a final finish line of $6.7 million. So a gap there of about $1.1 million yet to go. And, it's a lot of hard work. But it's been our honor and privilege to be able to do that, to bring an asset like this into a park-deficient neighborhood like Cully, and to do it in the way that we have, where it's inclusive, it's bringing multiple benefits to the community, it's really demonstrating equity in the kinds of assets that we need in all our neighborhoods. And we can get there. We can get there together, and we can get to the October finish line next year of opening the park. We're excited about that. We're willing to continue to work hard, and we've gotten 45 grants to date on this project, and we're probably going to take a few more to get there. But together, we feel a lot stronger in knowing we can get there.
Alex, I can tell you there are not $4 million that the city could apply for in grants that would be able to do so. It's a great partnership. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Other questions for the team? Thank you all very much. We'll see if there's anyone that's signed up to speak on this ordinance.
We have one person, okay. Charles Johnson.
Okay, Charles, come on up.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners. During the remarks, my name is Charles Johnson. I maybe need to do that for the record every time. There was one remark that came up, and one of the presenters talked about something that should also probably be a part of a workshop that you and some of the city staff go to. Unfortunately, it's not just wouldn't just be about beautiful community gardens. It would be about staying on budget. So there was a remark from the presenter about a budget learning process. And as we know, sometimes in the city, we have some oops. I think the mayor is pretty attentive to having those happen less. As for this park, it is great that there are resources and people engaging to fund $4 million outside of the general city revenue stream. What the people in the Cully neighborhood really deserve is to have the equestrian squad shut down and that money also go to the park. So I hope that Portland citizens will step up and engage and see if they really can have a better community by reducing the police bureau budget and putting that money under Amanda Fritz's thumb in the Parks Department and other places. Some people would argue under Steve Novick's thumb because they don't want to pay the street fee tax, but that's a public engagement process we can have during the next year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Charles, I'm sure that Commissioner Fritz and I can agree to share.
All right. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Then let's take a roll call on this item, please.
Novick?
A very enthusiastic aye.
Fritz?
Well, thanks to Shelley Hunter, Travis Rybal, and Tony DeFalco for the presentation, Tim Crail and Patty Howard on my staff, and again to Commissioner Fish and his staff for initiating this project, for setting it up this way as a community partnership. It's a model for the future, and it's an exemplary project for right now, and I'm very happy to support it. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, this is a very impressive partnership between Portland Parks and Recreation and Verde, and nice to have some help from the state as well. So I'm pleased to accept this grant to make Cully Park a reality soon. Aye.
Hales.
I was out in Cully on National Night Out when our neighbors come together and work with the police bureau on trying to make their part of the city safer by getting to know their neighbors and working together. And there were some kids there from Cully who were talking with me, and I could see this site from where we were having this conversation. And they were just saying, Mayor, we need more places to play in this neighborhood. We want to get out, be active. And I literally looked across the street and I just thought, yes, you do. And I told them that, yes, you do. And there are a lot of people in this community that are working really hard to not just say the words, but for you to be able to run on the grass and play and enjoy a park like every other kid in Portland does. And those are just words. I was able to give them some reassurance that we were thinking about this. But the best proof that we were thinking about this that we can give them is for them to be able to run out onto that field that they helped design and do what kids should do. So I just want to commend this work. It's great work. It's a wonderful partnership. It is exactly what we should be doing in the underserved parts of our city and the park system that doesn't reach everybody. So thank you, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Fish, everybody who's worked on this. Tony, you and your team have done amazing work, as a nonprofit, and this is one more really stellar piece of it. So I'm very enthusiastic about this. Can't wait for opening day. Thank you all very much. Aye.